Heads up. Heads up out there. This is David Byrne. During our show, we welcome picture taking, video recording, audio recording, and somehow trying to remember what kind of experience you had here without using a gadget. We ask that you be respectful of your fellow audience members and don't take pictures with your iPad while blocking their view. We encourage you, this is true, we encourage you to enjoy our show. We're very proud of this show, and we hope you like it too. And we hope you don't spend all the time watching the show with a gadget in front of your face. Thank you, have a real great time.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
maybe a little over a year ago, so it's not, that explains a little bit why we're performing together tonight. It's not a complete random thing.
Just a jam session.
That last song was not on that record. This next song is not on that record either. Next one was another collaboration, the one I did with Brian Eno, but he's up north, enjoying the sunshine.
Stranger of the tone, Thank you. moments ago.
as David said a little bit earlier, we did in fact put out a record last year called Loveless Giant, which as you have probably surmised, features a whole hell of a lot of brass. And so we've been on tour with this band and this show now for coming upon a year. It's almost the year anniversary. So I want to say a very special thank you to the Loveless Giant crew, who works very tirelessly, you know, the sound and the lights and the costumes and the monitors and the guitar changes. Thank you guys very much for a really wonderful year. And I also want to take a second and introduce you to the Loveless Giant band on stage with us tonight. I can assure you, wonderful people as well as players. On my left, on keyboards, Daniel Menceris. On French horn, Rachel Freeman. On trombone, Jason Disu. On trumpet, Kari Yasutake. On saxophone, Brian Murray. And the archangel of absurdity, the man in white, the one we know, the ever beguiling, the constantly surprising, but the totally beloved, David Byrne.
Thank you.
Kelly Pratt, trumpet, flugelhorn, French horn, flute, Dave Nelson, trombone, John Natchez, trombone, bass, clarinet, so not trombones, baritone sax, bass, clarinet, flute. Maybe some trombone, some days. John Altieri, this is a sousaphone. A relative of the tuba and the serpent. Yes, yes, it's true. Brian Wolf. He's a drum. Okay, now we come to my favorite part of the show. This is the part where I tell you about the things we have for sale out. Of course, we have items that Miss Clark and I have done. There are some things of Miss Clark's and some things of mine. Those are out there. But I'm going to tell you about things that you might not know about. If someone's interested. Daniel has a record out there called, that he just came out like 3 weeks ago, called Forge the Bell. Rachel has a record, it's a group that she's been working with for quite a while, comprised of four French horn players called Genghis Barbie. Carter and Jason have a project called Bad Credit, No Credit. Brian has a project called Brian and the Haggards. That's Haggard as in Merle Haggard. Kelly has a record called Right Moments. Dave Nelson has a new one that some of us haven't heard yet. New, very new, called Dave Nelson and the Intergalactic Hipster Orchestra. That is hipsters that are from not from this planet, not from this planet, but there's probably, yeah, okay. John Natchez has a relatively new record called Swats. And John Altieri
has a group that he's been playing with for quite a while called Red Barat. And this is my guitar. This is a song I wrote some years ago for a film. It was for a scene that was a video karaoke contest.
Who won?
John Goodman won.
I'm as a job. Imagine as a dancer, imagine as a god. Imagine I'm a devil, imagine I'm a saint. Lazy money, lazy sexy, lazy out of space.
Story. It's called I Should Watch TV. When I first got a record contract many years ago, it was not for much money, but the first thing I got was a small color television set. And I thought I should explain my reasoning for that purchase. So the song started off that way, and Annie and I worked on writing the song, and then we incorporated some words from the poet Walt Whitman, who hasn't heard it yet, but yes, eventually. I used to think that I should watch TV. I used to think that it was good for me. Wanted to know what folks were thinking, to understand the land I live in. And I remember something set me free. This is a place where common people go. I told my friends I want the apartment store. I like
Bruce Lee.
next song is dedicated to to the Higgs boson particle.
Shade me in love, it took a life to find.
David's music was when I was a kid, and I was watching movies that were maybe a little bit inappropriate for my age, but there was a movie called Revenge of the Nerds, which David's music was featured sort of heavily in. And there was a scene...
Big payday for me.
Was it?
I hope so. excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Thank you. And anyway, I remember being a kid and watching this film and hearing David's music for the first time and being suddenly aware that there was this other very awesome stratospheric reality that one could tap into by way of music. And it was really a very pivotal moment because it was one of the first times I really had that, like, oh, the sky's opened up and there's so much more to life than this. I was a very brooding child, apparently. Very depressive 4-year-old. But I just want to say a very special thank you to David for doing what I think probably we all want to do, which is create more joy and insert more joy into the universe than existed prior to us existing in it.
Don't know how.
see.